sound like some Viking music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud, gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shooting, lights out.
What's going on, good people? How y'all doing on this Wednesday, May 8th, 2024? I am in the building, ready to talk some conference semifinals of the NBA playoffs. The champs are in a hole, a big hole, as they travel to Minnesota. Boston, then another three series, the Boston Celtics. See how quickly they can get rid of the Cleveland Cavaliers. New York Knicks, Indiana Pacers, we knew in an old rivalry. And then you got the young upstart Oklahoma City Thunder taking a crack at Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic. Conference semifinals should be an interesting one to get into. But before I get to that, I have news and notes from around the hardwood of basketball. So let's get to it. And to begin, the Las Vegas Aces are doing their damnedest to keep their core together. After Candace Parker retired, they signed Chelsea Gray to a contract extension. And now, 3 days ago, they signed Jackie Young. So I say 4 days ago, they signed Jackie Young to a contract extension that keeps her through next season, which is good for the Aces. Keep the core together, you know, back-to-back reigning champions, Chelsea Gray, Kelsey Plum, Jackie Young, Asia Wilson. You want to keep that core together. You want to keep building with that core. See how many titles you can win with that core. You're already back-to-back champions. You want to go for the three-peat, okay? It's been a very long time since we had a three-peat. I believe the Houston Comets comes to mind if I think of three-peats correctly. But, yeah, that's good to know. And, plus, we are just less than a week away from the start of the WNBA season. And I will be on here live to preview the WNBA season while continuing covering the playoffs. But I'll talk about that more when we get towards the end of the show. Okay. Next on the docket, we have a big injury. Carmelo Cardoza will be out 4 to 6 weeks with a shoulder injury. So, everybody in Chicago, all the fans of the WNBA, they will not be seeing the Sky Towers, or the Shy Towers, as I like to call them, in full effect until probably next month, in June. This is a terrible thing to happen, but it happens. The sports injuries happen. We know, just ask the Los Angeles Clippers. Injuries happen. And can't wait to see her get back and see her and Angel Wilson and Angel Reese, you know, do their thing. Matter of fact, speaking of Angel Reese, they beat the brakes off my Liberty in the preseason game last night. Good Lord. I saw that final score. I was like, ooh. Thank God it's on the preseason right now because that was terrible. But I'm pretty sure we've been dead, probably not a lot of players playing. But, hey, Angel Reese looking good. That final score did not look good for me, but preseason, we'll get there. So, like I said, I'll be getting you ready for the WNBA season sometime next week. I'll let you know when it later show. Moving forward, speaking of the WNBA, they will have charter flights for the full season. That is phenomenal. Thank you to everybody that made this possible. Charter flights for all teams in the WNBA for the season. Player safety is most important. Now they don't have to worry about getting bum rushed by people taking a commercial flight. They can all take a flight together, commercial and non-commercially, privately, get to their city, get back, no problems whatsoever. Great job. Now I did hear Stephen A. say we need to thank Caitlin Clark for that because seems like everything Clayton the Clark touches or says turns to gold. There's been a Clark fever since last season of the college basketball. And it continues. And it just continues. So commercial flights, full-time charter. Great. Great news. Great news. Now, from the WNBA to the NBA. If you're a New York Knicks fan like Stephen A. Smith or my boy Wise and Hefe, this is not good news. It's not the news that you wanted to hear. Mitchell Robinson for the New York Knicks out for 6 to 8 weeks. Well, he's pretty much out for the rest of the playoffs. He's pretty much done for the postseason. If he's saying 6 to 8 weeks. Like, that's 2 months. That's a month and a half to 2 months. We are already a full weekend in May. So at 6 weeks, you're looking at around the middle part of June. So you make that part most likely like the late part of the NBA Finals, if the Knicks can get to the Finals. Or you're just going to be out completely. But, man, this is not the news that New York Knicks fans wanted to hear. There will be no Mitchell Robinson for the rest of the playoffs. But I'm pretty sure they can adjust. They'll wear coach, wear tenacity team, play with a lot of grit and a lot of heart. So they will adjust. But, man, that is a loss if they do get past the Indiana Pacers and beat the Boston Celtics. That is a big test. But, yeah. Hopefully he can get back and get ready for next season. In other news, as suspected, Rudy Gobert named Defensive Player of the Year. This is the fourth time he's been named Defensive Player of the Year. I believe that ties him with three other guys. I think he's the fourth guy in NBA history to win four defensive players, if I remember correctly. Let me go back to my notes here. Make sure I got my notes correct here. Let me go and find, let me see. Yeah, it says he ties an NBA worker. He has become, let me just go through here. He is the third four-time Defensive Player of the Year, joining Dikembe Mutombo and Ben Wallace as the others. Two Hall of Famers, by the way. So he could Rudy Gobert be in the Hall of Fame now? He has won four Defensive Player of the Years. And by the way, congratulations on having your child brought into the world, sir. Very thankful that you had a good time and you got to see the birth of your child. And I'm not going to do it. I would get on it, but I'm just going to say, give her the ring to shut up. Just shut the hell up. The hell's wrong with you? Why would you? The disrespect that came out your mouth to go at this man, Rudy Gobert, because he wanted to see his firstborn child come to the world. And you mad that he missed the playoff game? He missed game 2 of a series where Minnesota is dominating. Get your together, Gilbert Arenas. You sound stupid as hell. Moving on. 76ers promised a lot of changes around Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey. Pretty much, Daryl Morey said everybody's up for grabs up for Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid. Those two are the centerpieces of the 76ers organization. Everybody else is up for grabs. Tobias Harris. This throw it all out there. I know Daryl Morey trying to do a job. He don't want to throw anybody on the bus. I'll do it for you. Tobias Harris gave me 0 damn points in an elimination game. What kind of foolishness is this? 0 damn points. You couldn't even make a damn free throw. And then we picked you over Jimmy Butler. The hell? That's what Sixers fans are saying. I'm speaking for the Sixers fans. This is what they're saying. We picked him over Jimmy Butler. Yes, y'all picked Tobias Harris over Jimmy Butler. And that dope didn't show up in these playoffs. He showed up. Let me think this right. Y'all played 6 games with the New York Knicks. Out of the 6 games with the New York Knicks, he showed up for 1 game. And he gave you 19 points. And I came on here, gave him credit. Gave him 19 points. Can't be mad at that. And then the following game was an elimination game. At home, by the way, in Philadelphia, at Wells Fargo Center. 0 points. 0 for 2 shooting. The hell's wrong with you, dude? But yes, get Tobias Harris up out of here, man. He gots to go. We don't have time for this. He gotta go. Had to get that away. Jamal Murray, fined $100K, avoid suspension for a toss. Boy. Denver might got away with one. Denver might got away with one on this one. Because, dude, Jamal, what in the blue hell is you thinking? What the f*** is you doing? Why is you doing a damn ice pack on the goddamn floor to begin with in the first place? And second of all, you were throwing at the damn roof. Not even... Bruh. You are the second most important player on that team. When you was out with injury and everything had to go through Nikola Jokic, you saw what happened to your team. You get bounced out in the first damn round by the Golden State Warriors. When you came back fully healthy, what happened? You won the damn chip. You went and won the NBA Finals. This is not the time nor place for you to do stupid stuff like this and put yourself in a position to get suspended. Even though Adam Silver is a very lighthearted commissioner, didn't suspend your ass. He only fined you $100K, which that ain't sound like a lot either. It's more like a slap on the wrist for the stuff that we seen people get fined for. You did it. You threw a heat pack on the court. You did the money sign to the You was doing all types of stuff. But maybe they took it to account. Jamal Murray doesn't really give us problems. He had a moment. That really happens. He had a moment. That's probably the only logical reason why I can only say they only fined him $100,000. Didn't even, you know, do too much with it. But outside of that, I don't, bruh. You cannot let your emotions put you in these situations. Because if you get suspended at any point during this run to go back to back, Denver's in trouble. And you are already in trouble, which I'll get into in the next segment, okay? After we come back from commercial break, I will get into the troubles that the Denver Nuggets are in on trying to go back to back. And Jamal Murray, you could have made it worse. But Adam Silver, as lighthearted as he is, didn't want that for you guys. So he gave you a $100,000 fine and kept it moving. And then finally, we're going to go back to the women's sports because Candace Parker has been named president of women's basketball with Adidas. With Adidas. Shout out to CP3. As most people will say, the real CP3, taking shots at Chris Paul, not me, but just other people. Congratulations, Candace. You deserved it. I can't wait to see what you're going to do when it comes to Adidas and the women's basketball. What type of merch is going to come out of this? The shoes, the shorts, the sweatpants, you know, the jacket. Everything that KD's going to do with Adidas, I can't wait to see. It's going to be interesting. Adidas might be on to something here. Adidas might be making a comeback here. Okay? You already got Caitlin Clark with Nike. We got Kawhi Leonard. We got some other WNBA players with New Balance. We got CP3 being the president of women's basketball with Adidas. It's looking real good right now. I'm liking it. Oh, and Asia Wilson, she got a deal with Gatorade. I like what women's sports is coming at now. I'm loving it. Okay? I'm loving this. But yeah, shout out to Candace Parker, president of women's basketball for Adidas. That's going to be nice. That's going to be lovely. Can't wait to see what's come out of that. All right, now that would do it for Around the Hardwood. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're finna dive into the playoffs because we are in the conference semifinals, and it's some ish that's happening right now.
Welcome to Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast, the only professional wrestling podcast in the world where pro wrestling is discussed passionately, with confidence, with great knowledge, and most of all, in the most sophisticated way. So brace yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, because chaos is about to be unleashed.
Thing with Tony Khan now being in talks to buy WWE, I'm going to be honest with you. I spoke to this with Ricky Litwinkiewicz, a.k.a. the Master of Mayhem, and he honestly believes that me talking about Tony Khan buying WWE is basically I'm kind of wasting my time because Ricky believes it's never going to happen. Okay. Now don't get me wrong. Ricky, I respect what he says. He could very well be correct. But I got to be honest with you. The fact that Khan is interested in supposedly buying WWE, to me, that's definitely worth talking about. Now, I should mention this. Shout out to Ricky, by the way. And I got to mention this, that even Jim Cornette already had something to say. And he said, and I quote, "Ridiculous to think that could happen," unquote. He's a wrestling fan that's been super supportive of Brody Lee as a wrestler and everything that WWE could have done with him and, you know, everything that he could have shown and, you know, offered for the wrestling business. You know, for me, I wasn't just a fan of Brody Lee himself, like in character. I strongly respected him, you know, as a human being. Like, I had a lot of respect for Jonathan Huber. You know, that's Mr. Brody Lee's real name. So basically, I had a lot of respect for Brody Lee, Luke Harper, and of course, Mr. Jonathan Huber. Particular episode was about World Class Championship Wrestling. And the episode title is, you know, WCCW Wrestling's Lone Star Legacy. And because I am the Bear of Texas, and I do hail from the Dallas-Fort Worth area of the state of Texas, World Class Championship Wrestling was basically my territory as far as being a wrestling fan goes. Ladies and gentlemen, Ringside Chaos is available on all streaming platforms including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
WWE Shop is your online source for all things WWE. Be a part of the site, man, and score wrestling gear for big events like WrestleMania or SummerSlam. From current superstars to legends, from Raw to SmackDown to NXT, don't miss this chance to shop for the most awesome WWE merch. Shop for the best deals as well as WWE gift cards and save big on your favorite items. WWE Shop at Fanatics Experience.
Cool McCain.
You thought you wanted Gunther against Chad Gable, but you didn't. And I'm going to tell you why. Chad Gable would take everything that Gunther's done and bury it.
The Playmaker.
It was on sight. AJ Styles walked out there, seen LA Knight. Oh, okay. Man. LA Knight hopped out the car. Let's go.
Yeah! Break down everything in TNA, AEW, and all of the WWE programming. Join these two kings, monarchs of wrestling, live every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Central on the Play Caller Sports Talk YouTube channel.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shining Lights Out. Now it's time to talk playoff basketball. We are in the conference semifinals of the NBA playoffs. They are 8 teams left. If you want to look at it this way, it's the Elite Eight of the NBA. We have the Denver Nuggets, the reigning defending champ, trying to go back-to-back. You have the Oklahoma City Thunder, the number one team in the Western Conference Finals, along with the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Dallas Mavericks. And then on the east side, you got the number one team in all of the NBA, the Boston Celtics, along with the number two seed in the east, the New York Knicks, followed by the fourth seed, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the 6th seed, the Indiana Pacers. Now, one series is already 2 games in. The other series are only 1 game in. So let's go with the series that's already 2 games in. And, boy, let me tell you. Woo! The champs. The champs. My man, Cool McCain, ain't here. But if he's listening, woo! Your boys built themselves a hole. don't know if they're going to get out of this one. I mean, both games in Denver, Minnesota, too. And look at that. They said 106 both times. And Denver couldn't even hit 100 on their own home court. They couldn't even 100 on their own home court. They said, nah, you got a 99. Game two, they said, oh, hell no, y'all got too close to 100. Lock it down. And that game two was without Rudy. Game one was with Rudy Gobert. Game two was without Rudy Gobert. They were more locked in the game two. Man, let's go to game one. Game one was over the weekend. I believe that was Saturday because my Magic and Cavs played game seven on the Sunday. That was a long game Sunday. And those of you who didn't see the recap of that one, that's up on our YouTube page, the Playmakers Blog YouTube page. Shout out to my Magic. Congratulations to Cleveland for moving on. Game one, 106-99 victory for the Minnesota Timberwolves. And Anthony Edwards is showing. He ain't talking. He is showing. He want to be the face of the league. He ain't talking about it. He's showing it. That man came into Denver, Colorado, the Mile High City, walked in there and said, I'm dropping 43 on y'all and y'all own building, and I'm going to let you know about it. 43 points. He got 20 from Karl-Anthony Towns. You know, that man. Joker, 32 points for 11 to 25 shooting, 2 for 9 from 3. Jamal Murray only had 17 points, 6 for 14 from the field. Hey, you see, don't know, but that's just game one. Game two, oh my gosh. Game two, oh my goodness. They got, Minnesota got back to 106, and they clamped Denver down a whole 19 points of a clamp down. Dude. That second quarter was nasty. They outscored by 18 in the second quarter. And Denver could not catch up ever since. Just Kyle locked down. So speaking of wrestling, the Minnesota Timberwolves went to Denver and said, welcome to the T-Wolves Penitentiary. They locked them boys down in Denver. Bruh. Minnesota went there and owned Denver. I mean, Anthony Edwards was 27 points after scoring 43. Carl Anthony Towns went for 20. Then he raised it up the game to the 27. Very efficient from the field. 10 for 15, 3 for 5 for 3-point range with 12 rebounds. No, but they didn't have Rudy Gobert for this game. Naz Reid is showing why he won Sixth Man of the Year. That's all I'm going to say. Naz Reid is showing why he won Sixth Man of the Year. He's showing why. That man is a Sixth Man of the Year. Very deserving. Because he's showing in the goddamn playoffs. Because that man went on. I think that man scored like 10 straight points for them. Or 8 straight points for them at one point in time in game two. That helped get Minnesota to this. And then on the Denver side, Michael Porter Jr., 9 points. Nikola Jokic only 16 points. Jamal Murray only 8 points. I mean, it was locked down. Mile high. Them got locked down to their own building in game two. Locked them down. And me talking about defensive player, you weren't even on the court. And they still locked y'all down. Man. What? The champs are in the 0-2 hole. They in the 0-2 hole. They got two more days. The figures laying out because they don't play the Friday. Game three is not until Friday. They better figure something out because boy, the way Minnesota's playing with Anthony Edwards, these boys are locking it down on everybody. They don't give a damn. And this, gotta say, this is a beautiful day to watch. It's very beautiful. Like I said, Anthony Edwards, he ain't talking about it. He's showing. He want to be the face of the league. He is showing. That man's only 22. Matter of fact, I don't even think he's 22 yet. That man is acting a fool on these boys in Denver. Gotta love it. But that's the only series that's 2-up. All the other series is 1-up. Beginning with the other series that's playing alongside the Denver Nuggets and the Minnesota Timberwolves. That is a renewal of an old rivalry. When you see these locals, you think of Reggie Miller, Jermaine O'Neal, Jalen Rose, Larry Bird. Larry Bird coached them. On the other side, you think of Patrick Ewing. Allen Houston, Latrell Sprewell, Mark Jackson, who played for both teams, by the way, Jeff Van Gundy. So, renewed rivalry. And they had game one played on Monday. And in game one played on Monday, what a game. 121-117 win by the New York Knickerbockers. Close contested game throughout. You see by the breakdown by the quarters. New York Knicks had a 3-point lead after one. Then the Pacers had a 6-point lead at half. Then a 5-point lead going into the fourth. And then the Nuggets took it home by four. Then the Knicks took it home by four. What can you say? And that man, Jalen Brunson, bro. Matter of fact, not even just Jalen Brunson. The entire threesome of the Villanova Wildcats under Jay White shined. Josh Hart, 24 points, 9 for 13 from the field, hit his long three attempt and gave you 13 rebounds with 8 assists. Dante DiVincenzo, 25 points, 10 for 17 from the field, 5 for 9 from 3. Efficiency. And then there's the man of New York, the man of New York City, Jalen Brunson. 43 points on 14 made field goals. He only made 1 3-pointer. Skate 6 boards and 6 assists. Jalen Brunson is that dude for New York. This is the type of player New York's been waiting for. For a very, very long time, New York got it. And Wise, if you listen, I hope you happy, man, because Jalen Brunson is that dude that you put the other two Villanova Wildcats winning with, Josh Hart and Dante DiVincenzo. Man, this team here going to be a problem. And then not to overlook, Hartenstein and Anunoby Bull gave you 13 points each. So all 5 starters from New York Knicks scored in double figures. And then we look up at the Indiana Pacers. Your leading score was Miles Turner with 23 points, 8 for 16 from the field, 50%, 2 for 6 from 3. And then you got Pascal Siakam with 19 points, 8 for 16 from the field. But the face of the Pacers is Tyrese Halliburton. 6 points, 6 shooting attempts. Dude, you had the same amount of shot attempts as you did points. That's never a good thing. If you have the same amount of number of shot attempts as you do points, that's not good. That's never good. And you only made 2 for 6 from the field, 2 for 5 from 3. So both your point, all your points came from 3-point range. And you only took 5 and only made 2. If the Indiana Pacers are going to make this a series, Tyrese Halliburton will have to show up. You can't be out here the face of the franchise and you only coming out with 6 points in an East semi. This is the Eastern Conference semifinals. Now, he's never been here before. So I'm going to dial it back a bit. He's never been here before. But I'm letting you know, Tyrese Halliburton, you're in the Eastern Conference semifinals. You got away with playing mediocre against the Milwaukee Bucks because it's the Milwaukee Bucks and they didn't have Giannis for the entire series. And they didn't have Bane for 2 games. But you're going against the New York Knicks. That means you need to bring your A game to the forefront, or else Indiana's going home. If they don't get Tyrese Halliburton, that was that in the regular season, Indiana's going to be gone before you can blink, because without Tyrese Halliburton, you're not beating the New York Knicks. Now, granted, you only lost by 4 without Tyrese Halliburton acting the donkey. But if he ain't going to be around here, we ain't going to be calling for Tyrese Halliburton name. Indiana can kiss their playoff hopes goodbye, because guess what? They're going to be done before you know it if Tyrese Halliburton don't show up in the series. That's all I'm saying. Without the face of the franchise, nope. Mm. You can't be right here scoring 6 points with Jalen Brunson busting your ass for 43. You got to give me something, Tyrese. That's all I'm saying. If Jalen Brunson out here going to drop 43, you need to give me about 26 at least. To help Indiana out. You got Spicy P. He going to do his thing. Miles Turner ain't no slouch. We know about Miles Turner. We need the face of the franchise to step up if you're an Indiana Pacers fan. This is the East semifinals. This is it. So, hey, New York up 1-0. Game two tonight. I'll preview that later.
Moving on.
Oh, boy. The Boston Celtics and the Cleveland Cavaliers. I said earlier, if you didn't catch my short video of recapping game seven between the Orlando Magic and Cleveland Cavaliers, go ahead and check that out. But congratulations to the Cleveland Cavaliers. You made it through seven games, and you got to face the Boston Celtics. And the Boston Celtics said, yeah, thank you for coming to TD Garden. We thank you for being such a host, a great guest for us. So we can whoop your ass. 120 to 95. Ass whoop. These dudes dropped 40 in the first quarter. 40. They only dropped 19 in the second quarter, but Cleveland can only put up 15 in the second quarter. It was an ass whooping. It's like, okay, we beat you by six in the first quarter. Okay, we win by four in the second quarter. Oh, guess what? If you have a 10-point lead at halftime, oh, we're going to add five more to that lead. We'll make it 15. And then we're going to add 25. We're going to add 10 more to that in the final quarter to beat you by 25, which they did. They beat y'all ass. Like, Cleveland, y'all, depending on how game two goes, if they beat y'all ass again in game two, y'all might as well just hang it up. Because Boston can go on the road and whoop your ass, too. Boston is good at going on the road and whooping some ass. They'll go ask the Miami Heat. After they got embarrassed in game two by the Miami Heat and TD Garden, they went down to Miami and said, okay, we've had enough of this. We're going to whip y'all ass game three and game four, which they did. And then they went home in game five and said, we done. We rocking our hands clean with y'all. Cleveland, y'all might be on that same trail. They might just say, we want to go ahead and wipe our hands clean with y'all and be done with it. Let's go ahead and get to the East Finals. Because this ain't got to feel this type of series is going to be. I don't feel this series is going to be long at all. This might be the shortest series of the four series we have left. Now, I know Minnesota, I just covered Minnesota being up 2-0 on the defending champs. But if you're defending champs, I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt to make sure you get your ass back into the series. Okay. So I'm giving Mike Malone and the Denver Nuggets the benefit of the doubt to get their ass back in the series. This series, however, this might be the shortest series of all because I don't see Cleveland being much of a matchup for Boston, regardless of who's on the court. You know, look at this. I mean, Donovan Mitchell going to do his thing, 33 points with six boards and five assists. But Matt Strus, 5 points. Eric Garner, 14 points. Oruko, 11 points. Evan Mobley, 17 and 13. Remember, Boston don't even have Kristaps Porzingis. He's going to be out for a good little while. With that calf strain. Jason Taylor, mill 18 points, 11 board. Didn't even hit a damn three. He couldn't even hit a damn three. Okay, then Drew Holiday, 14 points. All right, Al Horford, 7 points. All right. Derrick White, 25. 9 for 16 from the field. 7 for 12 from three. And then Jaylen Brown, the $300 million man. 32 points on 12 for 18 from the field. 4 from 6 from three. That dude was on point. That's win game. Next game, I'm looking for Jason Tatum to go off. That'll be game two. Game three, looking for Derrick Wright to go off because he's starting to go off again. That'll be three games right there. And the fourth game, everybody go off because it's just you look around, who the hell are we going to stop? That's how Boston's going to win. Oh, Jaylen Brown had his game. I'm looking for Jason Tatum to have his game. That's two wins for Boston. Derrick Wright going to have an explosive game. That'll be three wins for Boston. And then everybody just go off for Boston. That's four. That's how quickly I see this series going. Cleveland might get one. But outside of that, this ain't going past five. And you're Cleveland Cavaliers, you said I'm being disrespectful. That's all you want to take it. Go ahead and take it. But guess what? Ain't no way in the blue hell y'all finna beat Boston. This is not gonna happen. There's literally a 16 gap difference between y'all and Boston. And then game one proved it. They whooped y'all ass. And they should do it again in game two. But hey, you know, look at this. Now, what do you want me to tell you? They shot better than you from the field. They shot better than you from three. They shot better than you than from the free throw line. And they out-rebounded the hell out you. What more do I need to say? They gonna whoop y'all ass. I'm just sorry. Cleveland, congratulations. You won the playoff series for the first time without LeBron James. Now you're gonna get your ass whooped by Boston. That's why I can play. And then the other series in the Western Conference, the number one seed in the Western Conference, the Oklahoma City Thunder, playing host to the fifth seed in the East, the Dallas Mavericks. Dallas took care of LA Clippers in six games. Not surprising there. No Kawhi Leonard. Paul George didn't show up. James Harden didn't show up. And yeah, Clippers got bounced. Oklahoma City Thunder, they swept the New Orleans Pelicans. So let's see how game one was going to go. All OKC. After they was tied at 23 at the end of one, OKC put the pedal to the metal and didn't look back. Outscored them by 9 in the second quarter to take a 9-point lead at halftime. Then took a 10-point lead going to the fourth quarter and then decided to whoop their ass by 12 in the fourth quarter. That's how you get the 117-95 victory at home. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander did his thing like he's been doing. 29 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists. He almost had a triple-double. First time ever in the conference semifinals, this man had a triple-double. Jalen Williams, 18 points. Chad Holmgren, 19 points. Luka, 19 points. 6 for 19. Shouldn't do. Like I said earlier, when you have the same amount of points as you do field goal attempts, that's not a good thing. Luka took 19 shots. Guess how many points he had? 19. That's never a good – when your field goal attempts match your total points, that's not a good thing. Luka played 41 minutes. He only gave me 19 points. Not good. Kyrie Irving played 37 minutes, gave me 20 points on 14 shots. That's a little bit better. Not much better, but a little bit better. His points outweighed his shot attempts. It's what you want. But outside of that, yeah, this could get interesting here. I want to see how Jason Kidd adjusts to game two, to what OKC is able to do. And if Luka and Kyrie can get back to being explosive. If they be, if they're explosive, the rest of the team can flow better. If they're not explosive, the team can't flow. There's no flow within the team. Luka and Kyrie ain't explosive. But it's game one. I expect Jason Kidd, Luka Doncic, and Kyrie to bounce back. Maybe to make game two a lot more closer. They probably not going to win. They could win. Probably not. But hey. Never know. Like a man used to say when he was coming to the NFL, the great Chris Berman. That's why they play the game. We shall see. Okay. And you know, let's go deep into the stats from game one. Look at that. 39% shooting from the Mavericks, 34% shooting from three for the Mavericks. That's going to lose games. If you're in the 30s, it's the playoff. If you're in the 30 percentile range, you're losing games because OKC, they was 45% shooting from the field, 45% shooting from three. What more can I tell you? If you're shooting in the 30s, you're losing games. If you're in the 40s and 50s, you're winning games. And this is playoff basketball. You have to make shots. And it's nice to see that. This team's in the West is like locking teams now. You're not getting to 100 if you don't want to use them. Minnesota has stopped the champs from getting to 100 twice in two games. The Dallas Mavericks and OKC played one game, and Dallas didn't even make 100. There's some defense being played in these playoffs. Regular season, we ain't seen a lot of defense. This postseason, we're seeing some defense. Now, I mean, we getting the best of both worlds. Some game in some series, we getting a lot of offense. In some games, in some series, we getting some defense. It's a balanced act between the two, which is good to see. This is good for the NBA. Good for that. Okay. Now, with that being said, one last break. I'm going to preview the game threes that's coming up. I'm previewing the game twos that's coming up. And then that'll be it for this show. We'll be back.
Be Network presentation.
Do a TED Talk, but I don't have anything to talk about yet. I'm getting there.
Life is for the living. We're not here that long.
You can learn anything you want to learn without any money spent.
What do I really enjoy? What do I really want out of life?
I am your host, WIZE.
Are you in a life holding pattern? Well, this is for you. Welcome to the Stuck in My Mind podcast. Live every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central.
In a world where chronicles of the past are brought to the streams, whether the content is relatable or completely beyond your realm of life, there is no shadow of a doubt that this show is absolutely full of shenanigans. Get ready for
D. Willie in the Evening
this Sunday at 10:05 p.m. Eastern,
exclusively on Sertoba Media, where the struggle is real to be awesome.
Get Mouser Entertainment with Paramount Plus. Stream new movies such as Mean Girls, Transformers Rise of the Beast, and Good Burger 2 with Paramount Plus. Stream live sports such as the UEFA Champions League, the NFL on CBS, the PGA Tour, and March Madness. Catch hit CBS shows such as Fire Country, Ghost, NCIS, and more. But also catch exclusive originals for Paramount Plus such as Special Ops Lioness, The Famous Stallones, and the hit series Halo. The new streaming home of Showtime. Watch Showtime original series and movies when you sign up with Paramount Plus with Showtime. Make it a fun action-packed adventure for the whole family and create kid-friendly profiles for the little ones. So much to stream with Paramount Plus, with over 45,000 full episodes from BET, CBS, Comedy Central, MTV, Nickelodeon, and more. Paramount Plus plan starts at $5.99, but if you subscribe today, you get a free trial. Paramount Plus, Mount of Entertainment.
Join the transporter to Hades.
Your butt and gut becomes one.
Join the reformer of hooker whores.
This is my daughter, Placenta Booty Johnson.
Join the bronze car.
Whenever you are in distress, mm-hmm. Take off your baseball cap and throw it in the air.
Join your very own superhero of broadcasting, Chris Bass.
So whatever color crown they get, they palm it and do two circles, and that translates to, I can beat up black people.
As she takes you through the week's paces in Baseline. Live every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, 5... No, Pacific Time Zone people, just stay asleep when this is on live and just catch the recording. Oh, I'm sorry. Exclusively on the Chris Bass YouTube channel. The largest egg producer finds bird flu in chickens at a Texas plant. Weather. Devastating tornadoes rip through the heart of the United States. Inspiration. A breast cancer survivor completed the journey of chemotherapy and now begins a future one of matrimony or sports. Michael Jordan is shown on a photo with Diddy. LeBron James has a video extolling the virtues of a Diddy party. This has been yet another... Beating a Dead Horse presentation. We got you covered. BS3 Network proudly presents The Morning Shift with Cole Johnson. Live every weekday morning beginning April 29th at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central.
Welcome back to Shooting Lights Out, ladies and gentlemen. Now, time to preview some games, okay? We got one game tonight. Game 2 up in MSG, Madison Square Garden. The Indiana Pacers look to bounce back against the New York Knicks and send this series back to Indiana 1-1. Now, if you are late to the program, Tyrese Halliburton, I call it out. You in the Eastern Conference semifinals, sir. So I'm going to say this one more time. You can't come out here and give the Indiana Pacers and the Indiana Faithful 6 points in the Eastern Conference semifinals. You got Jalen Brunson out here dropping 43. You got the other two who came from Villanova with Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart and Dante Vincenzo scoring in the 20s. Tyrese Halliburton, they need Pascal Siakam, Miles Turner going to need you to turn into what you were in the regular season for them to have a chance to compete with the New York Knicks. Okay. This game is at 8 p.m. on TNT. The New York Knickerbockers are a 4.5-point favorite, but if you're looking at ESPN bets, there's a 6.5 favorite. Vegas has 4.5. ESPN bets has 6.5. Those of you who like to bet, there go your lines. What we're going to need here is Tyrese Halliburton to turn into Tyrese Halliburton. He hasn't turned into Tyrese Halliburton yet in these playoffs. I don't know if it's the injury lingering again. I don't know if the lights are a little too bright for him right now and he ain't feeling comfortable. Or he's still trying to adjust to how a playoff atmosphere is when there's actually defense being played and you're playing against one of the best defenses in the league in the New York Knicks. Outside of Minnesota, by the way. So, Indiana, we're at Carlisle. Tyrese Halliburton, what you going to do to get this series 1-1 heading to Indianapolis? Or will you be down 2-0 heading to Indianapolis? You make your pick. No matter what, you still got two more games after this. But if I'm a Pacers fan, I don't want to go down 0-2 to the New York Knicks going home. I think that's just a recipe for disaster if you go down 2-0 to the New York Knicks heading home. All right? That's tonight. Tomorrow, we got two games, both on ESPN. ESPN doublehead at 7. Cleveland Cavaliers, Boston Celtics, 9:30. Dallas Mavericks and OKC, both games are being in game 2. Starting with the Boston Celtics and the Cleveland Cavaliers. And pretty much I'm just going to read what I said earlier when I recap the game 1. Cleveland, have fun. Because I don't see y'all beating Boston. I just don't. Like, Boston already smoked your ass by 25 in game 1. Hell, they might smoke your ass again and beat you by 40 tonight. I mean, tomorrow night. Because if Boston come to play Boston basketball, Cleveland, you can't do a damn thing about it. There's really nothing you can do about it here if Boston come out playing like Boston. Now, Boston do like to tend to play around. That's how they got beat in game 2 by the Miami Heat. And then they went down to South Beach and said, okay, we had enough. Okay, enough is enough. Now, could Cleveland catch Boston sleeping around in game 2? Probably, because it happened in round 1. I mean, you could see Nash Jude go off for 20. There's going, might go off for 20. Who ever know? We know we're going to get for Donovan Mitchell. But you never know. But this series makes one trip to Cleveland, and they don't go back. So I don't see a game 6 in this series. That's just me. I do not see a game 6. This goes to Cleveland for one trip. That's games 3 and 4. One trip. And that's it. That's all she wrote for the Cleveland Cavaliers. If they make it 2 trips, then Boston F the round. I don't need Boston to F in the round, okay? I need Boston to go ahead and get this series over with, be done with it, and get ready for the Eastern Conference Finals. But if this series got to go back to Cleveland, that means Boston was effing around. And I know if Boston ain't effing around, Cleveland have no match for Boston. It should be a sweep. This should be a sweep. But knowing how Boston might give them one for some stupid reason. Boston would give them one for some stupid reason. And then they got to go home to TD Garden to finish it off. That's just me. I'm sorry, Cleveland. You might hate me, but I'm speaking truth to power. Y'all can't hang with Boston. And y'all should not hang with Boston. That's game 1 of tomorrow's doublehead. Game 2 of the doublehead tomorrow, 9:30. Dallas Mavericks, OKC Thunder, game 2. OKC trying to defend home court to go up 2-0. Dallas Mavericks want to send this series back down to Dallas, Texas at 1-1. Now, we can't have a 19-point life from Luka Doncic and think that Dallas Mavericks can hang with Oklahoma City Thunder. Because Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is showing why he's one of the top 2 for MVP. Okay? Dude, if Luka's that third man in that conversation for MVP, it's Luka, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and LaKelly Jokic. To me, that says two man races, LaKelly Jokic and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Right out of the gate for game 1, Shai Gilgeous showed why. 29-9-9. The man almost had a 30-point triple-double. Luka only gave me 19 points with 19 shots. That's not good. But if I know Luka Doncic, he's going to bounce back. So game 2 tomorrow, I expect Luka to get back into the 20s. He may drop 30. Who knows? Because it's Luka Doncic. He might be Luka Magic on this one. But when he does that, I want to see how Shai Gilgeous respond. And then with Kyrie go off, I want to see how the rest of the core around Shai Gilgeous respond. If Kyrie and Luka go off, the team flows better. Let's see how OKC defend and honor when both Kyrie and Luka go off. How do they defend, and what do they do on the offensive end? Because Jalen Williams, matter of fact, both Jalen Williams, the one that started and the one that come out the bench, they both can ball. Shake, we already know about Shake Gibbs Alexander. Chad Holmgren, so he can play ball at the NBA level. Okay, he's Luke Dort. We seen him have breakout games. It ain't nothing new to him. So something to look forward to tomorrow night. Let's see if Boston is going to be Boston and handle business like they're supposed to. And we're going to see how Dallas respond to getting their ass whooped in game one. And how does the Oklahoma City Thunder, the young Oklahoma City Thunder, respond when Dallas decides to punch back? So a lot of good questions to ask within these three games tonight and tomorrow, okay? And then outside of that, yeah, game threes will begin on the weekend with New York Pacers, Denver and Minnesota on Saturday. Then the other two series, you know, Boston, Cleveland, Dallas, OKC on Sunday. We're going to keep the ball rolling here. We're going to keep it going. But that's all I got for you today. Programming note. I will be not doing the show Friday. I'm going to do it Monday. So no show Friday. It will be Monday. Because when Monday gets around, that's the day before the WNBA season officially tips off. So while I'll be recapping the weekend playoffs, I'll be previewing the WNBA season on Monday's show. This is a rarity. I'm doing it on Monday. And plus, I think I got a couple surprises for you on Monday as well. So just give you that note. Thank y'all for watching. Thank you for listening in. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Playmakers Blog YouTube channel. Go ahead and subscribe to this podcast on every podcast that you can find. Okay, this is on every podcast directory that you can find. It's on Apple, it's on Spotify, it's on Stitcher, it's on Amazon Music, it's on all of them. So you want to continue with the playoff coverage with me, subscribe to the podcast on all your podcast directories, follow our YouTube channel, and I'll catch y'all Monday. Enjoy your weekend. And happy Mother's Day to all the wonderful mothers in the world. You brought us into the world. We can't do nothing without you. You are our biggest inspiration. So on this early Wednesday, happy Mother's Day. And the Playmaker is out.
You've done great. But you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You got to keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you gotta keep pushing. Now, finish your campaign.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go. Let's go.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting Lights Out.